Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, last Friday and Saturday, we had a whole group of people from around the state of Iowa come to Atlantic for Equestor's annual Iowa meeting called Fall Fling. So today we're visiting with the president of the Iowa group, Connie Cooper. Hello to you, Connie.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You bet. And some people are going, I'm sorry to say, they're going, Equestor's? What's Equestor's?
Well, Equestor's is an organization that was started in 1943 by a lady by the name of Bess Bardens. And it was during the war. She was working for a Red Cross station. And every day as she'd go home and go back to work, she would see in this antique store this blue picture. And she loved it so much. So she decided she needed it. She couldn't live without it. So she bought it. She took it to work with her, and she set it on her desk. And she had so many people come and ask her about that picture that she thought, you know, this is some way we can do socialization during the wartime. So her first meeting, everybody was supposed to bring something that they dearly loved and a sandwich. And that was her first meeting. And out of that has grown, well, we're international because we are with Canada. And we have, in Iowa, we have about 98 chapters with close to 1,200 members. And we have grown to the point that we don't just collect. We do more. We want to preserve, we want to restore, and we want to educate. So it's not just, everybody thinks of Equestor's if they do know anything about it. They think of, oh, that's when you do collections. Well, believe me, we still collect. But we also are really involved with preserving things and preserving history for our future generations to know what it's all about.
Right. So it goes, as you say, beyond collecting. But it's not just collecting antiques necessarily, more of a broader interest than that, even in the collection.
Right. They can, like, they could collect information on history. Like, we had two great presentations today. One was on the orphan train. And she had been collecting information about that, reading books and whatever. And the other one was on the Underground Railroad, and they did he did a fantastic job also. And he also has gathered the information. So he has been a collector in some way also.
You bet. That's a good way of putting that. Now, I know you said education, and you do that in various ways. Like, you encourage young people to do some things that are special. So I thought maybe you'd want to talk about the awards you've given to some young people and what areas that's in.
Okay, for 12 years we have been involved with the state 4-H, and every year we give three awards at the state fair for a student that has preserved or restored an item. And then this year we started to be involved with the National History Day, and they have two groups of students. They have a junior group and a senior group. And we sponsored two of those groups and let them win awards also for their work. And that is truly research. They do that, whereas your 4-H is more as a hands-on thing.
Right. So. And in both ways, they are learning so much. And I think, you know, sometimes kids think history is not interesting. But get them started.
Right. And that's what we want to do, because we want more members. We are losing members because of age, and we're hoping that we can get them involved so that they will be interested and become questers.
And we'll lose history if we don't have some people.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Now, at the meeting, we were talking about the Iowa State Fair. Now, for some of us, that just almost got over, but let's talk a little bit about questers and Iowa State Fair.
Well, that was a dream of mine. I thought that would be one way that we could let people around the state know what Equestor's was all about. So I convinced a lady that works at the Pioneer Hall, since I told her that my project was going to be helping her restore the showcases there that the antiques are showed in, to do that. She said, well, you know, if you want a booth here and you have a booth and you can then tell everybody that comes to the fair about Equestor's. And we did. It was called Hattie's Hats, and we had 45 hats displayed, different ways, different kinds, and then we were judged, and we received first place in the industry and craft division, got our $80. And then we were able to talk with people as they came by our booth. And we talked to over 615 people, and we received about 70 cards from people that were definitely interested in maybe joining our ranks.
So what's the plan for 22?
I don't know yet. I don't know if I'm ready to do another booth right away. I told them if there was going to be another booth, we're going to definitely have some committees, because I've never spent so much time at a state fair in my life. But it was well worth it. I feel like it was a rousing success that we talked to that many people, and we had people here today at our fall fling that had received information from the state fair. So I think that was a plus too.
You bet. May not have been 15 or 30 people, but you get a couple at a time, it all counts up. So we're visiting with Connie Cooper, who is the president of the Iowa Questers Groups. And I want to know a little bit about your collections and all. She's shaking her head like, how many are there? Well, pick out a favorite or two.
I do. I have lots of collections. So if you ask my husband, he'll say too many. I guess my first collection that I ever started was my grandmother started me with it, and it's miniature tea sets. And I have about 40 of those. And then my father and I were into horses, so I started collecting the harness brass, and I have quite a few pieces of that. I have it in my she shed downstairs. And then the other thing, I guess, my husband wanted me to collect something that was small, so I started collecting pencil sharpeners. I found a small pencil sharpener in my dad's desk after he had passed away, and I thought, you know, that'd be really interesting. So, I'm really picky about them. They can't be vintage. They've got to be the real, true antique. And so, I do have those, and I have several dishes that I've inherited. So, yes, I have too many.
Well, now, as you mentioned, each one of those collections, you connected that with somebody in your family, and it's just a matter of all those personal stories that keep going. It's not just the item itself.
Right. In fact, if people come to my house, my husband always says, now, don't ask her about any antique, because it's going to take you an hour and a half, because she'll go through and tell you all about them. And you're right. They mean something to you because they come from part of your family, or maybe somebody in your family had one like it and you went and bought it. And it holds a special memory for you.
Yes, it's a people connection, it's a history connection, which means it's a history in relationship to our whole culture, to understand our culture.
Correct, very much so, yes.
So what does it take to be a member of Questers? As you said, 98 groups around the state. There has to be one close to you somewhere. What do you have to do to be a Questor?
Well, if you just want to get on the website, you'll get my address and name, and you can call me. Or there is our executive board, which has 13 people on it, and you can get any of their people's names and addresses. And, well, I think most of it's emails. So just email us, and we'll be glad to either find you a chapter that's close to you, or maybe we'll even help you get one started. It only takes 6 people.
Yeah, as I've talked to a few people and asked, you know, how many people in your group, there are none that I've heard that are 30 and 40 and 50. They're mostly much smaller, which makes those personal connections better.
Well, and it makes it easier to host, because, you know, you get into the larger groups and it's hard to have it at your home. So they usually stay pretty small. We do have one large group in Des Moines that has 40 members in it. Yeah. So, but okay. No.
And you mentioned website. If I just search for Questers, will that pop up?
Iowa Questers. Okay. Iowa Questers, and it will be on there. And I'll be happy to help them. Okay?
All right. So get the information. Contact Connie or any of those other people listed if you want to know more about Questers. And thank you so much, Connie, for all of the work you've done getting this all put together. And I know there are lots of other volunteers. You didn't do this by yourself.
Right.
But thank you so much for visiting with us.
Well, thank you for giving me an opportunity to do this.
Until next time, here is a thought. Be willing to share your blessings. The only riches that last are the ones that are given away.